Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Price, a.k.a. Rich Sister, and I welcome you to another edition of Thoughts for Vision, inspirational topics to help get you through life. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank the creators of Blog Talk Radio, and I thank all of you out there for listening today. If you need any info about me, about Thoughts for Vision, there's one place and one place only for you to go to, and that's what I like to call my one-stop shop. Check out my website, www.jackieap.com. If you need info about the blog, the radio show, social network pages, you want to donate to Thoughts for Vision, whatever have you, there's one place and one place to do it, and that's at my website, www.jackieap.com. Check it out. I want to welcome you all here today. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you're at. Those of you who are listening to the sound of my voice by whatever means necessary, by phone, by show page, whatever means, thank you so, so very much for tuning in today. Excuse me, I'm kind of fighting sinuses here, so just keep me in your prayers, okay? So bottom line, today is part two. I hope you had the chance to listen to part one this past Tuesday. If you haven't, please feel free to go to jackieap.com, click on the Blog Talk Radio link, and you can listen back this past Tuesday at part one of Dr. Judith Christie McAllister's sermon titled, I Fight from the Air. Part one went on this past Tuesday, and I'm about to play part two today of her sermon from this past Friday, I Fight from the Air, and that was done as a part of our annual revival at West Angeles Church. We do every year, put on by the missionary evangelists and the brotherhood. It was just an awesome revival. I enjoyed all the speakers, but it was our national and international minister of music of the Church of God in Christ Worldwide, Dr. Judith Christine McAllister. She closed it out for us this past Friday night with her sermon, I Fight from the Air. And I'm going to play part two of that. Like I said, if you missed part one, go back in the archives and check it out. But I'm going to play part two. And definitely to update you about the play, look, I'm just going to recommend that you check out my video that I put up on Facebook. And I'm going to put my Facebook link in the chat room. Now, you can go to, if you're listening to this after the fact, if you're listening to this in the archive, you can go to, once again, my website, jackieap.com, and click on the Facebook link. But if you're listening live, you can come into the chat room. I have the chat room open where I have my website. And, of course, I went ahead and put the direct link to my Facebook page. But if you're listening after the fact, if you're listening in the archive, go to jackieap.com, www.jackieap.com, and click on the Facebook link to get to my Facebook page. I did a video, like a little over five-minute video, where I updated you about the play. Like I said, I'm going to be in a play debuting this Saturday, November the 5th, called Shaking the Mess Out of Misery. I'm just going to welcome you to check out that video on Facebook that I did an hour ago, and that's going to update you with everything about that, from the location of the venue to the where we're at with tickets right now. And if you want to come for this Saturday, and info for the performance on the 20th, it's going to update you with all that. And all the links to everything you need is up under that video. So I'm just going to welcome you to check out my Facebook page. And once again, go to my website, JackieAP.com. Click on the Facebook link if you're listening after the fact, or you can come into the chat room right now while we live. I have links to my website and my direct Facebook page in there where you can go and check that out, okay? And two, before I go, before I play the last part of this sermon, I definitely want to prepare you for next Tuesday's show on Thoughts for Vision, where I'm going to close out the sixth anniversary of Thoughts for Vision, because on Tuesday is November the 8th, which makes the 6 years of the Thoughts for Vision radio show. Like I said, I always do it in between October the 20th and November the 8th, because October the 20th was the start of the Thoughts for Vision blog back in 2010. October the 20th and November the 8th is where the Thoughts for Vision radio show started. So I always say I have an anniversary period. So this Tuesday, November the 8th, we're going to close out the anniversary of Thoughts for Vision, as well as, you know, also what November 8th is, and that's Election Day. And Lord knows, I ain't no kind of political pundit or nothing like that. Bottom line, I'm an actress first and a radio host second. So I'm just going to come at you which way I know how to come at you, from that vantage of being an actress and a radio host, and just share my thoughts about just simply why you should vote. Like I said, you know the contenders. Know who's running, you know who's, I mean, you didn't heard all the sound bites and political pundits. You know, I ain't no political pundit. All I'm going to do on this coming Tuesday is just share with you why you should vote. Because like I said, I had that wrong attitude at one point about voting doesn't matter. But I was wrong. It matters a lot. And it sure better matter to you with this coming election. I mean, I already put in my vote. As of yesterday, May 2 weeks ago, that I sent in my absentee ballot. So as of 2 weeks, I had my vote in, okay? And who I vote for, I can go ahead and tell you, I voted for Hillary Clinton for my reasons, you know? And you have a right to vote for who you want to vote for. You know, I'm not telling you to vote any way of the other. I just want to talk to you from where I stood as to why you should vote. I don't care who you vote for, but you better vote, period, if you want your voice heard. Because some of you, you just forgot where you came from and forgot that, I mean, we had to fight for our right to vote. I mean, some of you forgot that. And I'm just going to come to you from the standpoint that I know of this coming Tuesday and give you a little reminder about where we really came from. So stay tuned this coming Tuesday as I close out the Thoughts for Vision anniversary and just share my thoughts of what it means to have the to be able to exercise the right to vote. Ooh, I'm back. Sorry, I had a bit of a coughing jag that I had to take care of. So, like I said, I'm fighting sinuses, so keep me in your prayers, okay? But like I said, exercise your right to vote, okay? It's the one power that you have. And don't throw it away, okay? Vote. It's like our... Our president said it best. President Obama, he said it best. Don't boo, vote. And our first lady, Michelle Obama, her words, when they go vote, we go high. So use and exercise your right to vote. Okay, and we're going to discuss that more on the show coming up this Tuesday. So stay tuned in, okay? And without any further ado, so I can calm myself down from this coughing that I had to mute myself over. Here is part two of Dr. Judith Christie McAllister's sermon from this past Friday of the revival, I Fight from the Air. Stay tuned, listen, and enjoy. And I won't be back before you, okay? Like I said, for more information, about updates about the play, once again, please check out my Facebook page and watch that video. Once again, go to my website, JackieAP.com, and click on the Facebook link, okay, for more info and updates about the play, okay? But without any further ado, I won't be back before you. Here is part two of Dr. Judith Christie McAllister's sermon, I Fight from the Air. So y'all take care. Y'all have a wonderful weekend. I hope to see you at the play, okay? For more info, go to my Facebook page and check out that video. So take care. Enjoy this sermon.
Thank you. twice a minute. The more I thought of that man, the more he began to do it to me. And all the things that began to happen, I began to hear, called my name, and almost lost control of the car. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, you can break your thoughts and bring it in that. Come on.
We thank you, O God, Thank you.
your heart. And I'm taking allegiance to the flesh. Taking allegiance to the Lord God. These words have to mean, thy words will I hide in my heart, and I will not sin with my lips in thee. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus.
Thank you. I want everybody to be in a place where they can see what God is getting ready to do for us. Remember we said in the Word that when God says He's getting ready to do something, it is past the matter of what He has already done. Hallelujah. He knows it is from the beginning, God. He knows that something He does it and He says something in the beginning. Oh my God. So what God is getting ready to do for you is getting ready to blow your mind. Are you ready for your mind to be blown?
Hallelujah. And then tonight I want you to